Beautiful gemsters, and welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. With me today is a very special guest by the name of Tom Palladino. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Tom, and then we're going to dive into his expertise. So here we go, y'all. So Tom Palladino is a holistic medical expert, scalar energy researcher, and humanitarian based in Florida. He has developed scalar energy technology to support humanity in many aspects of health and well-being, from longevity and anti-aging to stress and energy management and hormonal balance and nutrition. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space, and universe. It originates from the sun and stars, chi, prana, om, mana, life force, pyramid energy, and zero point energy are synonymous terms for scalar energy. And without further ado, let's welcome the man behind it all, Tom Palladino.
Hi, Genesis. Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure, Tom. So I want to dive into the connection segment, and that's the part where the audience gets to know you in a fun and personal manner. And we could do that by either a 10-question rapid-fire game or an icebreaker. What would you prefer?
Let's do an icebreaker.
Okay. So, Tom, I want you to share something with myself and the audience that you have done in your life that others from the outside looking in may have said, man, Tom, that's crazy. But to you, it actually built your character and you learned something else about yourself.
Well, it's pursuant to my talk today. It's independent research. I'm an independent researcher, and I'm a trailblazer. And maybe some people are dubious about this because it's not been done before, and there's no assured outcome of success. But nonetheless, I'm a trailblazer, and I'm happy to be a trailblazer. And I want your audience to realize there's a great merit, and there's great benefit in being a trailblazer.
Thank you for sharing that. And so independent researcher, trailblazer, and just tapping into a space that you feel so passionate about. So we're going to dive into that because I know that's part of your niche. So with scalar energy, I want you to tell us a little bit more about scalar energy and what drove you to tapping into this space.
It's technology. Technology helps people when it's used appropriately. So I'm working with energy, scalar light, scalar energies from the sun and the stars. And once we harness that energy, we can do incredible things. It will be a benefit to everybody in the world once we embrace this technology.
So, okay, and this is going to be a kind of quirky question, but don't fault me because I actually was in oil and gas for 12 years before I made a career change to healthcare, which is what I do during the day. So, harnessing this energy, how do you harness this energy from the sun? And because some people may say, oh, maybe it's just solar, and then you have other means. So it's like two things combined into one.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to demonstrate. I'm pointing to the instrument I'm working with. I work with scalar energy instruments. And those instruments capture, if you will, harness the sunlight, the starlight that I need. So this is a new way of energy generation, power to power the world, to power industry and homes. And if you, with your appreciation being in the energy field, it's free energy. You don't drill for this. You capture the sun and the stars. So this will be quite revelatory, and it will change industry, to say the least.
Okay, so since it's going to change energy, this is like super cool because no one else is talking about this. So you're actually the first. So since it's going to change the way that we see things, and it's very innovative and forward thinking because now people are trying to get away from the traditional oil and gas stuff, the fracking and all of that, and looking into solar energy, green energy, ways to promote sustainability and durability, and overall efficiencies. How can we ensure that we're getting this information out to the masses so they could see a new way of thinking?
Well, your podcast is one of the ways. I want to demonstrate this instrument. It's on. It's a scalar energy instrument. It's unique. It's custom built. I can feel the energy. The fact that I'm in this laboratory, I can actually feel it. I'm going to demonstrate free energy. I'm holding up a light bulb in my hand. This light bulb will illuminate when I pass it close to the instrument. So that's an indication that we have a lot of scalar energy coming off that instrument to illuminate a light bulb. Well, if I can do this immediately, locally, I want to do this at a distance. If I can eventually prove this at a distance, we're going to solve the energy crisis.
Yes, because I'm here in Texas, and we had this crazy crisis whenever our energy grid failed during the winter, and that totally sucked. So having something like scalar energy here will definitely, you know, support us for this Texas grid, because we're way outside of like the windmills and all of that stuff that's out in the boonies. So whenever you think about this cutting edge technology, I want y'all, and when I say y'all, you as the audience listening in, to be cognizant and open-minded about this and learn something new that can be beneficial for your family, but also beneficial for our environment and our planet. Because what we don't realize is when I was in oil and gas, I didn't know the effects of certain things until I got outside of oil and gas. And now I'm actually opening my horizons to other things like scalar energy, solar power, so many other things out there that's actually saving the environment. Because sometimes with oil and gas, like, you know, it can cause various, you know, sicknesses and illness. And we're like, oh, no, we don't do that. But then when you're in it, you're blinded to your industry because you're like, oh, we're making all this money.
Yeah. Well, this is a new start. And a new start because it's entirely different than that of any chemical engineering or any type of mechanical engineering. What am I getting at? This energy is non-physical. It's there's no mass to it, and hence there's no chemicals. If there's no chemicals, there's no pollution. If there's no pollution, there's no degradation of the environment. Most importantly, you cannot suffer from a chemical consequence as a person or an animal. So it really is fail-safe. It's a new way of looking at energy generation from the pure non-physical energy of the stars.
And that actually answers my next question, because that's how it's supporting humanity. So it's supporting humanity because it's environmentally friendly. There's no chemical derivative. There's nothing that is intervening or altering this outside of the sun and the stars. So whenever you think about this technology and innovation, you really have nothing to lose. You have all the benefits to gain with scalar energy, but you just have to open up your mindset and say, you know, why not give it a try? And I know you're in Florida, Tom. Do you foresee going to other states with scalar energy?
I do, but see, the key to my work is I'm not dependent upon a physical location. Scalar energy can be administered anywhere in the world. So it's really not dependent upon one location. What I have to do now is introduce this to a number of people, really a wide audience. And that gets to my next point. When I work with this instrument, I don't work with people. It's unique. Scalar energy is not electricity. When I work with this instrument, I work with photographs of people. I place a person's photograph inside the instrument. If I were to place my photograph inside that instrument, my photograph would be energized. Imagine that photograph inside the instrument, energized, just like that light is being energized.
Wow. Okay, I want to ask a question there. So what made you take photographs to put it inside the instruments to energize it?
Because I want to treat everybody in the world. I want to treat millions of photographs. And it's too cumbersome, it's too difficult for people to travel to me. So I developed an instrument that works with force fields. It doesn't work with people. It works with energy fields. So it's truly a non-physical session, which we don't work with people, we work with their energy field. In other words, my photograph has an energy, a signature to it. I don't work with flesh and blood, I work with the energy field. Some people might call the aura or the Holy Spirit. That's the new science of scalar energy. We're working at the spiritual plane, the non-physical spirit plane. We're not working with the physical body. We're not working with physical reality.
Let's go a little bit deeper there, because some people listening, I don't want them to get confused and think about the, ooh, it's the woo-woo and like the psychic and the bad type of spirit energy, because there's good and bad out in the world. So whenever you're working with the spiritual energy and people's pictures and et cetera, how can you tell people, okay, I'm doing this from a good, loving place? Because sometimes people could be a little bit more reserved and not want to tap into this. Like, I know some people who practice yoga believe in the chakras. I think there's 6 to 7 chakras. Some people believe in discernment. Maybe you'll say the gut instinct or intuition, or other people like the vertical connection with me and the Holy Spirit and et cetera. Can you explain your point of view? Because I don't want them to misconstrue what they may have heard.
Very good. And that's why I use scientific instruments that follow the laws of science. There's no human reasoning here. Regardless of your religious or philosophical beliefs, I am working with instruments, scientific instruments. So what am I getting at? This is an approach in which we use the energy of the sun, the stars. We follow the fundamental laws of science. There is no dispute with the fundamental laws of the science. They are immutable. They cannot change. That's what I like about my work. There's no human reasoning. There's no human interpretation. Energy is supreme. Energy is the primal force in the universe.
Okay, I'm tracking with you there. So y'all, what he's saying is there's no manipulation, because you can't say, oh, the sun is not the sun, because at the end of the day, the sun will still be the sun. Just like you can't say the stars do not exist or they're not really stars, because in actuality, they are stars. So there is no rhyme or reason to discount what you see, because it is part of our ecosystem. It's part of our world that is in existence. So there are no human interactions or interference that can denounce that this is not plausible. Would you say I said that accurately, Tom?
No, exactly. Because when you're following the laws of science, those really are the laws of God. Only God can create the sun and the stars. And God creates the laws of science that the sun and the stars abide by. Now, if I'm following the laws of science, I'm following God.
Okay, let's stay there for a while. And we're not going to be religious here, y'all, but you're following the laws of God. So let's replace God for something else that you all may believe in, whether you believe in Judaism, whether you believe in Buddhist, maybe you're Jewish or et cetera. Those laws and what you believe can apply here, because there's still going to be a sun and a sun and stars within your reality. And those are going to electrify and illuminate the energy that Tom is using with photographs. So you see how we could interchange the two without manipulating or discounting or discrediting another person's beliefs or their connections to their supreme being?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. And that's why I want to inculcate, this is a scientific process. This is an instrument of science. I follow the laws of science. Regardless of your faith, the laws of science are the same for everybody, believer and non-believer, man, woman, and child. The laws of science are universal.
I'm going to ask another question here, Tom. So before you became an independent researcher, was there anything that you studied in school to kind of back this up or to get you started on your pathway?
Yes. It's called 50 years of research and hard learning. it's not easy. Yes. I studied science in college.
Well, okay.
A combination of business and science, if you
okay.
Will. But it's been a long road. It's mm-hmm. been a long road. And in order to be a trailblazer, you have to be willing to go it on your own, learn, and you have to be patient. This doesn't come overnight.
Do you mentor anyone in this field that may be interested to learn from you?
Not yet, because nobody's shown the desire. This takes a lot of time. It's a science. You're not going to learn it in short order. There's no shortcuts is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I don't blame people. They have to make a living. I don't begrudge anybody.
So, would you say you do this 100% full time, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my calling. Yeah. Why? Why did God give me the wisdom to pursue it in earnest? So this is all I do.
Okay. I want to, and then that also goes into longevity and healthy aging. So how can Scalar Energy really promote that longevity and healthy aging?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm going to explain how I receive nutrients, how I receive my multi.
But you have to hold it up a little bit more for those on video. Okay. Riboflavin.
This is a photograph of vitamin B2, riboflavin.
Riboflavin, okay.
This is how I receive my nutrients. Now follow my thinking. Everything is energy. The energy of riboflavin will complement and will download into my energy field, will be imparted into my energy field. When I place these two photographs in the scalar energy instrument, it's intelligence that's shared, not chemicals. The intelligence of riboflavin is downloaded into my intelligence or my force field. Energetically, I receive my vitamins this way. The two photographs communicate. Riboflavin communicates with my photograph. I receive energetically the benefits of riboflavin.
Okay, I like that. And I'm going to go deeper here because I want to speak to those who may be suffering any type of cancer or any type of ailment. So let's take liver cancer, for example, because I know someone in my family with that. So if you have the vitamins and et cetera on a photograph, and then you take the photograph of the individual that is battling liver cancer, can the vitamins from the photograph, you know, using scalar energy help curate and get rid of some of the cancerous cells within that individual?
No, I've never been able to do that. But I will say this, through experience, people who experience this vitamin program, this mineral program of ours, they say that their health improves. They mm-hmm. say that their skin is softer, their nails are stronger, they have great, more energy. So it seems to be benefiting people in many ways, but I can't say it would help them or cure them of cancer now.
Okay. Do you think as you do more research and study that it could progress to that to help those individuals that may be suffering?
I would hope so, because scalar energy is intelligence, and you simply have to reprogram the cellular structure. You have to reprogram the genetic structure. If you can do that, you should be able to reverse cancer.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, because I know that may have came out of curveball. Since you've been practicing this, I know there's always going to be the naysayers, the critics, and et cetera. Have you encountered any critics that said, Tom, are you off your marble or your rocking horse? And how do you overcome that?
Very few, to answer your question. And if they do dispute my work, then I tell them I work with scientific instruments that follow the laws of science. There is no human input with my work. The instrument, the energy, does all the work. And most people realize that that is true, and that cannot be disputed. And if you're going to dispute the type of instrument I've worked with, then you're disputing the laws of science that this instrument controls. So most people, they don't go down that far. I think most people are prudent not to contradict themselves.
Okay. And then I forgot to ask you this in the beginning, but I should have in case anyone else is wondering. So these instruments that you're using for the scalar energy, is it something that you created yourself, or is there, oh, wow.
This is my life work, and I've worked with other engineers, but to be candid, these instruments are custom. Nobody else in the world has duplicated our work. What do I mean by Tesla? Nikola Tesla was the first man to develop scalar energy instruments. I studied under a family called Hieronymus. They were American inventors. And since then, I don't know of anybody who's developed a scalar energy instrument.
Wow. Okay. So how long did it take you to build these instruments? Because I know you said 50 years, a lot of learning and studying.
I learned from the Hieronymus family back in, I met them in 1993, and I've modified their instruments since. So after the past 30 years, this is the new modification of the Hieronymus instrument. I do work with a brilliant engineer, I work with other fabricators. It's a team effort. I've been at this as far as engineering a good 30 years.
Wow. It's just mind-blowing that you've been at this for 30 years and no one has actually taken interest to say, Tom, I want to come beside you and create some type of synergies and let's see how much further we could take this to get it out there to more individuals that could benefit this.
I would hope so, but it's so esoteric. And again, I'm the only one who's doing this in the world. So how do I present this?
Yeah.
One person at a time.
Wow. I just can't wait to see how this episode does and how it's going to, you know, help pique the interest of other people who are interested in asking more questions similar to myself. I also want to ask too, because you talked about the fact that it can dissemble pathogens. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Everything has energy and intelligence. I'm going to hold up a photograph of the herpes virus. Herpes has an intelligence, a signature. I have an intelligence. I have a signature. I'm going to place these two photographs inside the instrument. And in so doing, the intelligence of herpes shares with my photograph. There's a sharing of information. If I have the herpes virus in my energy field, the instrument will look for herpes and eradicate it, remove the signature of herpes. So what does that mean to people? People tell me they feel better. Many people say that they no longer have a viral load for herpes. Working through the energy field, the force field, scalar energy can identify herpes and eradicate it, bring it to a state of chaos.
Okay, and then so the machine behind you, you put it inside the machine. Does it physically go inside the machine or just touching the machine?
Yeah. If I were to place it like this, my photograph side by side the herpes photograph, that's the energy field inside the instrument. That's all you have to do.
Wow, and you just look so...
It's very straightforward. Why? Light energy does all the work. There's no human interpretation.
Wow, okay. I'm going to reiterate that because it kind of sounded like you faded out a little bit. So y'all, if you're not on the video component, which you could check it out on YouTube, is if you'll see Tom demonstrate here the herpes simplex virus, a photo of the pathogen, and then he takes a photo of himself. He puts them side by side in this instrument that looks like a box, and those are the energy force fields. And whenever it's in the energy force fields, you're taking the... Am I saying it correctly so far, Tom? Yeah. You're taking the energy from the herpes simplex virus and whatever energy whatever energy may be in Tom, it's canceling each other out. So that way his body is free from those radicals, right? Would you say radicals here?
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's a new language. It's a new science. Mm-hmm. So you see how simple this is. Now, we're having a communication, we're discussing matters through our computer on a Zoom call. Well, those two photographs are communicating with one another in this computer, so to speak, in this force field. So if we can communicate through a computer, those two objects, those that myself, my force field and herpes can communicate with one another through this information system.
Okay, I want to ask a question for women because this is a hot topic right now for women battling fertility issues. So can you take a woman who is undergoing fertility issues and then take a pathogen that helps with fertility and put them together in the force field to help her become more fertile if she was infertile?
I think we've had some success with women. Some women, by way of testimony, have said that after we've negated, removed their pathogens, that they're more fertile or that they're, if you will, their ovulation is been restored. So mm-hmm. in many cases, once you get rid of the signature of a virus or a bacterium or a parasite, the person returns to health, and then you have favorable biological system. You have a favorable biological working.
Okay. And I wanted to ask that, ladies, because for those of you that may be following the news, not to be political or swaying for any sides, because I don't do that here on this show, is Alabama just came out with a ruling for IVF. And that's helping women who are, you know, going through fertility issues where they're taking the embryos. And I really wanted to ask this question to Tom, because if there is an alternative solution that may be beneficial for you to be able to start a family, I wanted to put that out there so you could see that scalar energy may be beneficial no matter what you may be dealing with or where you may be located in the world.
Let me say this, that we have had some women who've said that being on this program, experience scalar energy, helped them to conceive. Now, I cannot promise that. The only way I can prove or disprove my work is testimonies, which are subjective. And again, nobody's been able to duplicate my work.
And thank you for sharing that, because I don't want someone to come sue us, y'all. So I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. And I'm going to say, I have not personally tested scalar energy. I am using the knowledge that I'm acquiring today, just like you're consuming this knowledge, to draw and make conclusions and conclusions to help you decide if this is something that you are interested in trying. Knowledge is a free gift. You take what you get and you apply it if you want to learn something new. And if not, just put it in your chest box for later on whenever you decide that there is a circumstance in your life where, hey, I remember Genesis and Tom talked about scalar energy. I have nothing to lose. Why not try it? Because, I mean, you're going to try something on the news that, or you're going to try something that a pharmaceutical company gives you. Why not try something that is not chemically derived that may help you? So we all have choices in life. So Tom, I want to ask you this question before we jump into the CTA. Is there anything else that I have not asked you about scalar energy that you would like to share with the Gemsters?
Scalar energy is all around us. Again, it's energy from the sun and the stars. And once people realize that this energy gives us life, that this energy is responsible for nature, well, then we're going to have a firmer understanding of what scalar energy is. We'll, eventually the world will embrace this concept.
And thank you for sharing that. And now let's jump into the CTA, which is the call to action part of the segment. Audience, you know, this is the time where you get some homework, and it's also where you get to know how to connect with Tom. So Tom, I want you to tell the audience one thing that you want them to do after hearing this discussion, and then tell them how to get connected with you to learn more about your research.
I want people to pray upon this. My discoveries someday will be acknowledged. Scalar energy someday will be embraced by the world. It's a new technology. What's the point of technology? It's our servant. It serves us. It improves our lifestyle. So the call to action is anybody in the world can go to our website and sign up, register for 15 days of free session. We treat anybody in the world for free. Now, only your photograph is being treated, which is the new science of treating your energy field. It's not a biological session. So go to our website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. When you're there, visit our website. You're going to upload your photograph. You can include family members, get their permission. And we treat you for 15 days. We treat your force field, not you biologically. And in so doing, you're going to have a chakra balancing. We're going to download, we're going to impart, if you will, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and we'll be able to also to remove, to negate microbes. After 15 days, the majority of people say that they felt something. They felt some type of benefit, some type of benefit.
I want to ask a question here. Thank you for sharing that, Tom. And that is an amazing offer, audience. So definitely sign up and go to Tom's website. Would you recommend for doing this for any women who are currently expecting?
Yes, for anybody. I've treated infants. I've treated octogenarians. Why? Everybody can benefit from this. And there's no downside because there's no chemicals.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to ask because, ladies, I don't want you to say, hey, I did this. Now, something happened to me and my baby because, once again, Tom and I do not want to be liable for anything that goes awry. Okay? So just wanted to put it there. Tom, now, outside of going to your website, are you on any social media platforms?
Yes, I am. Just simply go to our website, and at the very bottom of our homepage, you'll see all of our social media sites. For the sake of brevity, just go to scalarlight.com.
And there you have it, Gemsters. You just heard from the one and only Tom Palladino telling us about Scalar Energy and the benefits of it. So I encourage you to share this information with a family member, a friend, go on your own journey to learn more about it. That way you can take some questions back to Tom if we were not able to ask or answer those questions on this segment. And until we meet, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We're on 40 plus audio platforms, and the video can be found on YouTube. Just go to Gems with Genesis Amaris Kent. My name is at the bottom of the screen, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. What do you like? What you don't like? Because feedback is a gift. Just package it up nicely, and I will keep curating content with amazing guests like Tom Palladino and many others to come. So until next time, peace, love, and lots of blessings. Remember, you are an amazing human being, and don't ever let somebody tell you otherwise.